listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Hey, good evening, everybody. We welcome you live to the Woodford County High School Gymnasium just outside Versailles. Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls with you as Montgomery County's boys get ready to take on Woodford County. Big challenge tonight. And let's go down to Ivan Rawls with Coach Jason
and
Mays.
And Coach for the Montgomery County Indians, Coach Jason Mays. And Coach, on the road tonight here again, you play a familiar foe, a team you saw over at the Billy Hicks Classic back in December. Tonight, what's the operation about tonight here with your Indians?
If we keep them off the offensive glass, we got a chance to win. You know, we're not victims. We're not making excuses. Brecken's out, but they also got their leading scorers out. So they got a point guard handling. They got a freshman handling the point guard duties, just like we've had. You know, obviously they're more athletic than we are, bigger than we are. So we need to shoot it well. And you know, we just need to hope that they miss and we get the rebound. But if they miss and they get a second and third chance opportunity, where we can't win here. But if we block them out, we got. I'm telling you, this is a winnable game for us.
Coming off of the positives out of last Friday's game, we talked about how well the team played for three quarters plus. You got to glean from that those positives that you can take forward with.
Yeah, but we also had nine turnovers in the fourth quarter. So what you glean from it is we're getting better, but we still got to finish. And we're just not there yet, you know, and it's a process that you can't shortcut and you can't rush. So, I mean, I'm excited for these kids to have a chance to play tonight, but the where we are in our program right now, tomorrow's practice is more important than this game. And I know that sounds weird, but where we are, that's a fact. That's true. And so I really had to change how I think about this team. I don't care about the record. I know that everything's about being prepared for that district tournament. Games like this help us. Games like Friday night help us. We just have to keep taking steps forward. There can't be any more Parises, you know, and I'm not 100% confident that those are out of our system yet. I'll be honest with you. I want to see some more games put together where we compete before I go there.
You talk about competing on the glass here tonight. How physical was this Woodford County team the first time that you played them? And I know that's got to be the mindset this team has to go into this game.
Well, you know, number four, kid, that's 6'6". He's going to play football at Ball State. He had 27 on us. He was shot 91% from the field. And most of those were inside 6 feet. So you know, that Luke's got him starting out. You know, Tyson got the block out. We're starting Isaiah tonight because Brecken's hurt. Isaiah's going to have to, you know, I said, Isaiah, even if you don't get the rebound, don't let your guy get the rebound. You know, have those small micro wins in a possession. So we'll see. But, yeah, I mean, that's it, man. I mean, just – is the dog inside them to go get balls going to be bigger than the dog inside us to keep them from getting balls? Coach, so come down to that.
Coach, thanks for your time tonight. Good luck tonight with your Indians here on the road.
Thank you.
All right. That's Jason Mays, head coach for the Montgomery County Indians. We're just inside of 14 minutes here at Woodford County High School. We'll take a two-minute timeout and we return. More Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Woodford County's Yellow Jackets coming in under Coach Jerron Brown, 15-4 on the season, and it's really interesting to look at the body of work of this Woodford County team. Again, they're playing tonight without Santonio Wade, 5'11 junior, who has a broken finger, and they're just kind of unsure about his status. He's a big part of this team. The Indians play tonight without a big part of their team, with Brecken Decker sidelined with an ankle injury. They hope to get him back coming up on Saturday. I was going to catch up, I think, with Jerron Brown, but normally you get the officials meeting at the 12-minute mark. The officials have just been out. We're past that point, and so I was kind of waiting until we have that officials meeting before he steps in to try to talk with Jerron Brown. I hope we'll get to discuss with him. But this is a Woodford County program, of course. Coach Johnson, the football head coach's son, is now at a prep school out in Missouri, and he's not available. This team played in the state. They have been to the state tournament a year ago out of the 8th region. Now they have a great chance probably of being back there if they get San Antonio Wade back, certainly. As it is, they're going to be starting a freshman. I think Omari Joyner will be the point guard tonight. I'm not really positive, but he's a freshman at 5'9". But he's been playing, and he's a very good scorer. But Leighton Starks becomes an even bigger presence for them. He's 6'4", a senior, strong, physical player who can really get it done on the inside. The Indians hopefully will be better defensively on the inside tonight than they were the first time these two teams played back early in the year, and they that was in the tournament going on at Great Crossing. Right now, Ivan is catching up with the head coach of the Woodford County Yellow Jackets, Coach Jerron Brown.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Woodford County Yellow Jackets, Coach Jerron Brown. And, Coach, it was once famously said, you are what your record says you are. Would that be a fair assessment of your team up to this point in the season?
I think it describes our team a little bit. We're playing pretty good right now. Still trying to find a way to replace our leader, since Wade. He's out right now, so we just got to do it by committee.
How does that affect your team, or what problems could that cause for this team this far into the season?
I think it just can make us better. Somebody else has to step up, and when he comes back, you know, whoever steps up will probably be a big addition when he comes back.
You're playing a familiar opponent in Montgomery County. You saw him last month. What do you want to see out of your team in this matchup tonight, maybe that you didn't see the first time?
Come out from the jump playing hard. They're a good team, well-coached team, and we want to try to just eliminate funds off the boards and try to pressure them a little bit.
Have you seen anything out of them from a scouting standpoint since the last time you met them that maybe they're doing a little bit different?
They're shooting a little bit better. Yeah, they're shooting a little bit better.
What's one area of the game you must be sound in tonight to not allow this Montgomery County to steal a victory?
Stop the penetration. stop the threes and rebound. We got to rebound. Yeah.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Jerron Brown, head coach for the Woodford County Yellow Jackets. We'll take another 2-minute timeout when we return. Dan and I will get you set up for this matchup. It's the Indians on the road here tonight in Woodford County, taking on a very solid team out of the 8th region in Woodford County. We'll take this 2-minute timeout when we return. Myself and the birthday boy will take you the rest of the way for this Dan Bradley right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Back here at Woodford County, this gymnasium is about to, it'll be here, but it won't be the main place here. They're getting ready to build a new school here in the next couple of years that will be out around where the football stadium is. This particular facility, we're just looking at it. The seating here, believe it or not, the old Mount Sterling High School Gymnasium, it didn't see quite as many as they do here, but really pretty much. This is not as big a facility as it seemed, but I can tell you that back in the spring of 1966, for me, when I came in here with my parents to watch Mount Sterling High play in the CKC tournament, which they won three games, three nights in a row, beat Woodford County in the championship game, a really talented team. It was a big deal for Mike Cooper and Kurt Steger and Henry Owens and that team that included Leonard Guy and Jim Walker. What a great Mount Sterling team that was, and came in here and beat a Woodford County team that was really talented with the Pennies. They had a number of young players named Penny that were really outstanding here. But at that point in time, this seemed like, you know, one of the most fabulous places you could ever come into, being brand new and not as spacious now, you think. Junior varsity game tonight, Woodford County, they got a lot of young talent. And I was really proud of the way Montgomery County hung in there. I think the final might have been something like 51-27 in Woodford County's favor. But the Montgomery County playing without the freshman Isaiah Rowlett, who's going to start tonight for the Indian varsity team. Of course, he was not available. The Indians, without a lot of size, playing against a much bigger team, they really battled, made a lot of good plays in the JV game tonight, even though they got beat pretty good. And here in this game, it's going to be about rebounding, I think. You can talk about shooting the ball. The Indians will have a little better of a shooting background, I think, in this first half than they will in the second half. We'll see if that makes any difference. Maybe the Tribe can get off to a good start, shoot the ball well early. They lost the first meeting 91-65 to the Yellow Jackets. In that game, Luke Fawns had 38 points. Big night for him. He had 38 and 8 rebounds, went 4 of 7 from the 3-point line. Dawson Gentry was 4 of 7 from the 3-point line, had 17 points. So they combined for 55 of the 65 points on that night. The Indians were playing without Tyce Jarvis in that game. So they've got Tyce tonight, but they don't have Brecken Decker. Ball handling without Decker becomes a little bit of a question mark, but hey, they're just trying to make Jarvis the forward point guard, so to speak, at about 6'5", and see how it goes. But Woodford County, again, they don't have their point guard leader in Santonio Wade, so they're battling something too. We're going to see how it goes tonight. The Yellow Jackets, on their season, they beat a really good Danville Christian team, a really good North Laurel team, lost to Frederick Douglass by a point. They've beaten Anderson County. They've beaten a good Bryan Station team. They have beaten Cooper. They lost to Lexington County. That's the only game I know they'd like to have back, beaten pretty handily back in the Christmas tournament. And then they beat Frederick Douglass at Lexington Catholic by 10 points. They've beaten a good Spencer County team. They've beaten Tate Creek and a really good Washington County team. Lost to Harlan County and Oldham County. And then the last two outings have beaten Shelby County and Collins, a couple of 8th region teams coming in here to play the Montgomery County Indians. The Tribe at 8-13 entering tonight's game. We're about ready to get the introduction of starting lineups here, and we'll have all that for you coming up as we get ready to begin tonight's game. We return to Versailles in the Woodford County Gym after we step out a minute on the all of, here on the Gateway Radio Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Teams are at their benches right now. Let's go to our public address announcer for the pregame activity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hive for basketball action tonight. Well, we've got the Indians from Montgomery County against your Woodford County Yellow Jackets. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please stand for the play of our national anthem? Thank you.
national anthem.
Introducing first the Indians of Montgomery County. A 6'5 freshman, number one, Tyce Jarvis. A 6'7 sophomore guard, number three, Luke Fawns. A 5'10 junior point guard, number four, Ethan Dunn. A 6'3 freshman, number 12, Isaiah Rowlett. And a 6'3 sophomore guard, number 14, Dawson Gentry. The coaches, Tanya Witt, Crystal Howard, Billy Fawn, Sarah Farrow, Larry Tepp, Jordan Perry, Britt Perry, and head coach, Jason Mays. And now for your Woodford County Yellow Jackets, a 6'2 freshman guard, number one, Thurman Wayne. A 5'9 freshman guard, number two, Omari Joyner. A 6'2 junior guard, number three, J.J. Jenkins. A 6'4 senior forward, number four, Layton Starks. And a 5'11 junior guard, number 12, Nolan Asher. The coaches, Rod Gibbons, Paul Young, Carl Walker, Don Offit, Douglas LaRue, Troy Adams, and your head coach, Gerard A. Brown.
There are your lineups, and we are ready to go here at the Hive, as they call it, for the Woodford County Yellow Jackets. They're dressed in white uniforms, a gold numeral that's trimmed in black. Montgomery County in their road gray uniforms with white numerals trimmed in blue. And here we go. Montgomery County right to left on your dial here in this opening half of play. And Luke Fawns in there against Starks. It wasn't a good tip. Didn't get tossed very well. Woodford County got the ball. I would have said it wasn't tossed very well if the Indians got the ball. Either player hit it at near the height. But the Yellow Jackets have it. And they are going to attack a Montgomery County zone. Off the left side, a three is up and good. Omari Joyner knocks down a three-point shot, and Woodford takes a 3-0 lead. The Indians defensively are going to be, I think, in a zone as well. It looks like a 1-2-2 point drop. Indians with out on front, Dunn. Here is Rowlett on the right wing. Gentry dribbling around out beyond the top of the key. Looks, sends it over to Rowlett. It was tipped away and taken away. Montgomery County, a turnover. Quickly down, there's Joyner on the left wing. In the left corner, another three is up. No good. Starks hit it, but Rowlett comes out with the ball as that was Jonte Jenkins who missed that shot. Here's Dunn for a three that is no good. And going in, Jarvis had it and got a chance to put it back in, but couldn't. Woodford County with a rebound. Joyner, three-point line. Cross-court pass over there to Wade. That's Thurman Wade. The freshman goes inside and Starks gets it. Missed it, puts it back up and in. Starks just a physical presence in there, and he's given Woodford County a 5-0 lead here early in this game. Here, and now the Indians with Fawns out on top of the offense now. Sends it down in the corner. Working with it down there is Dunn. Fawns fires a long three, good. Luke Fawns knocks down a long three-pointer to put the Indians on the board, and it's 5-3. Woodford County attacking the zone now. Joyner crosses over to Wade, fires a three left wing, no good, going for the rebound. Starks gets it, puts it back in, but there'll be a foul on Fawns and take away the basket. Fawns trying to get in there and keep Wade from, or Starks, rather, from getting to that ball. It'll be a common foul inbounded underneath the basket. Starks, they try to keep it away from him. Now down inside, they finally throw it, and it's Gentry almost at a steal. Runs into the Montgomery County bench. So Montgomery County will play it. I mean, Woodford will play it right in front of the Montgomery County bench. Flip it into backcourt. With the ball is Jenkins. Jenkins is a junior. Jonte Jenkins, J-A-U-N-T-E. They almost leave the A short when they pronounce it. He goes for the basket, lays it up, no good. And the rebound, put back up, no good. And then we get a foul. It'll go on Jarvis. It'll give Woodford County a couple of shots, and that's because Nolan Asher was really working hard on the glass.
Yeah, just giving second chance opportunities. And you heard Coach Mays and even Coach Brown allude to it. The rebounding is going to be a big part of the equation in this game.
Free throw is up and no good. Asher will have another one coming. Asher, a 5'11 junior. It's a young Woodford County team. Free throw no good again, and it's Jarvis who comes away with it. Indians down in a hurry. Dunn out to Fawns. Couldn't get a shot away. Top of the key. Gives back to Dunn. Dunn to Gentry. Indians need to be really patient against this defense right here and work to get the ball in. Dunn, Jarvis. You got to move it quick. You got to move without the ball to make yourself available, too. Rowlett, Gentry, Dunn in the middle. Dunn makes a move. I try to get a pass in there to Rowland and throw it away. The interception going down, going under. Jarvis blocks a shot out of bounds.
Yeah,
that was Thurman Wade who tried to put it up there, and really surprised we didn't get a foul there.
You go back to the offensive set, Dan and Dunn. He probably should have just took the first shot that he had when he received the ball. He got deeper and really had nowhere to go with the ball.
Again, the inbounds under the basket. They go in low, and Rowland blocks a shot that was put up there by Wade. And a rebound. Gentry had it all, fell down, but he gets rid of the ball, and Dunn will bring it across the timeline. We played now 3 minutes plus. It's 5-3 Woodford County. Dunn beyond the three-point line, way outside, just gathers himself. Tyce Jarvis comes to get it. Left side to Rowlett, down to Gentry. It's going to be tough getting a shot. Out to Fawns. Back to Gentry. There's a lot of length, even though there's not tremendous size. These guys all got long arms, don't they, Ivan?
Yeah, that and they're really quick.
There's Dunn for a three. That's no good. And the rebound is gathered by Starks. They bring it down in a hurry. Over on the right or left side is Wade. He kills the dribble, looking for help. Almost threw it away. Joyner. Back over to Wade. Wade drives in, gives to the baseline. Now they go right corner, and Joyner puts up a three that's good.
Yeah, just couldn't get out there. Couldn't recover defensively. Once they allowed the drive along the baseline, it pulled the defense in, and Rowlett couldn't get out quick enough to distract the shot.
They did count that as a three, so it's a second three by freshman Omari Joyner, who has six of his team's eight, and it's 8-3. So the Indians had a bunch of chances, but again, right now there's no sense of anything on the inside for the Indians. Everything is out on the perimeter. I don't know if it can happen or not. Here is Jarvis. He's beyond the three-point line. It's a 1-2-2 point drop, and Gentry now feeds it over to Rowlett. Goes down low to Fawns. Fawns, though, he dribbles back out beyond the three-point line. Goes over to Dunn. Dunn almost lost the dribble. Recovers, and hey, we get a timeout taken by Montgomery County. The Indians will talk it over with 3:07 left to play here in the first quarter. Woodford County with an 8-3 lead on the Tribe, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
only thing I can think about, the Indians are going to have to put Fawns down low and try to force, and maybe even Jarvis,
and
force Woodford County to defend in there, because
in the last couple of games, you've seen Luke be emphasized a little bit more down on the inside.
Here's Dunn trapped. Gets rid of to Gentry for an open three. That's good. Well, you want that three right there. Gentry was wide open.
Yeah, the defense.
Right on the three-point line. It's 8-6.
Defense was occupied with the ball in with the Fontaine inside.
Now, Joyner goes right down the lane and puts it up and in, and he's got eight. That was way too easy. Indians weren't ready to play defensively, and that's going to get a change made as Dane Clutie is going to come off the Montgomery County bench. Here is Fawns dribbling at long range, double team. Jarvis, left side of the key, drives into the lane. A 14-foot jumper is no good. Under pressure, Jarvis battles, gets a rebound back, but he's down on the floor and then ends up throwing it away. So Woodford down in a hurry, and Starks gets inside, puts it in.
Wow, that just shows you the athlete that Starks is right there with that nice move out in the open floor.
The strength. Woodford County, they're getting close-in shots. The Indians can't get those.
Yeah, and they got that one out quick, and then Woodford County's in a 1-3-1 defensive zone.
Dunn gives it out to Jarvis, who fires a three. That's no good. Rowlett in for the offensive rebound. Gives it off to Fawns, who makes a move and gets fouled by Starks. And we'll go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws.
And I like that, the ball fake that Luke Fawns gave right there and then drove that baseline, you know, forced the issue right there.
Fawns with a couple of shots coming right here, trying to cut into the six-point Woodford County lead with a minute 39 left. Opening quarter, and the shot is up and good. Fawns with four. Clutie coming in for Rowlett. Fawns takes a long time, a couple of dribbles, puts it up, and it comes out on him. Rebound, gathered in by Joyner. 12-7 and quickly down. Shot put up by Joyner, that's no good, but a foul on the Indians. That'll be on Gentry. His first, team foul number three. And two shots are coming, and they're not for Joyner. It's Jenkins who will be at the line for two shots. Jenkins wears three, and Joyner wears two.
Joyner's dad, Butch Joyner, is on the bench with Coach Brown as an assistant coach. He had an outstanding career down at East Jessamine in his own right.
Missed both shots there, so Indians with the ball down 12-7. Dunn beyond the top of the key. Clutie is in the middle of that defense. Joyner is playing over on the left wing. They floated low for Jarvis, who comes up with the ball and then loses it. Down on the floor, and Woodford County gets it. Indians' fourth turnover here, and they run the break and they dish it off and putting it up and in.
You missed the opportunity that you was going to get at the rim at Montgomery County on a mishandle with the catch, and then you allow an easy fast break opportunity on the other end.
14-7, Jenkins with that basket against the now it's back to the 1-2-2 point drop now. And he's dribbling in long range, and there's a three-point shot that's put up, and it's no good by Dunn.
Clutie comes down with it.
Yeah. Clutie got the rebound for Montgomery County. Out of the left corner, Fawns misses a three, and we're going to get a foul on Jarvis. It'll be his second.
Didn't like that call at all, and Coach Mays didn't either. I thought Jarvis had separation from body. There wasn't an effort by the defensive player to box out there. I think you got to let him play on right there.
22 seconds to go here in the quarter. Possession arrow rests with Montgomery County. Outside is Nolan Asher against Clutie. Asher dribbles off on the right side. Keeps the ball. Now he's killed the dribble. Clock at 7, in some trouble. Long cross-court pass. Jarvis couldn't get it. Backing up, firing a three-point shot that's an air ball. Out of bounds was Jenkins, and the first quarter comes to an end. Woodford County 14, Montgomery County 7 after the opening quarter. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Rebounds all even at 9 apiece after the opening quarter of play, but four turnovers on the Tribe, none on Woodford County.
And you had a feeling that could be a concern in this ball game. We talked about the woes that Montgomery County has had handling the ball, making good decisions with the ball at time, and it really cost them on Friday night, and it's cost them here early in this contest.
Dunn dribbles out of the center circle, looks in at that zone defense. Here's Gentry. Rallet, back to Gentry. Clutie, Rallet fires the three right wing, good.
And he had to be ready for the shot right there, and Isaiah Rallet was, because they are recovering really quick defensively.
14-10, Yellow Jackets with the lead. Starks comes away from the basket with the ball against Fawns. Better drive on him, spins, goes up. Fawns blocked the shot, the rebound, we get a jump ball. And the possession arrow will keep it with Woodford County.
Starks headed to Ball State. He's a specimen.
Ball's doing a good job there. Starks a lot stronger than Luke is, but Luke has a little bit of a height advantage on him. Right now, Starks again at a high post. Turns now to face the basket, top of the key. Bluffs the three. Now he puts it on the floor and hands it off. Driving in, going for the basket is Jenkins. He lays it up and in.
Yeah, just a foot speed advantage there by Jenkins right there. Took that nice little handoff and got north and south right now.
Minute into the second quarter, 16-10, Yellow Jackets. Dunn out front, holds the ball. Now goes to Gentry, who gets a high screen. Looks. Over to Fawns, right wing. Fawns puts it on the deck. Goes for the basket, flips it up. It doesn't go down. And the rebound is taken by Joyner, but Dunn had taken away from him, but then lost it out of bounds. Fawns trying to go for the basket. Indians do not have a two-point field goal in this game. They've made three threes.
The thing you liked about what Fawns did, he knew what he was going to do as soon as he received the ball. Everybody else is really slowly, methodically thinking what their next move is. You can't think. You got to react in a game like this.
Clutie is in the game right now. Jarvis with two fouls on the bench. Clutie defending. There's a ball tip, but coming up with it, the Yellow Jackets. Rallet trying to defend against Wade, who misses a shot in, but Starks got possession. He missed the putback and finally gets the putback.
He got him on the recoil there. He had good positioning on the first opportunity, but then he thought the recoil is where he got Montgomery County.
18-10. It's on the glass right now, folks. That's where this game is, 8-point differential. And for Woodford County right now, we've got a new player that's in there. We'll check him in a minute. Down inside, we get Dunn going for the basket, and he's going to be fouled. That personal is going to be on Starks, and that's his second. First foul of the second quarter on the Yellow Jackets. We've got number 11 in the game, and I don't have him.
I don't have him either. I'm sitting here looking.
Free throw is good for Dunn, his first point of the night.
It's Justice Wurtzler.
Justice Work?
Wurtzler. W-E-R-T-Z-L-E-R. 6'2 junior.
So the free throws are... good by Ethan Dunn, his first 2 points. 18-12 our score. And he is, you know, hey, you want to stay in range, first of all, as you're kind of feeling your way. And you got Starks out of the game right now with two fouls here. Driving into the lane, Joyner gives out to Wurzer. Wurzer backs away on the dribble. He's being guarded by Clutie, who knocks it away from him, but Wurzer picks it up. Now Jenkins with it. Jenkins gets a high screen, goes for the bucket right side, puts it up and in off the glass. Jenkins with 6 points. Lead back to 8 at 20-12. Here is Dunn across the timeline. Wurzer guards him, gives to Fawns. Woodford County has now gone to a man-to-man defense. Here's Clutie inside, gets it to Fawns. Up off the glass, it doesn't go down for him. Oh. Got a good look in there, but rebounded, taken out by Thurman Wade. Brings it down himself. Wade will leave it off to Joyner. Joyner being guarded by Dunn. Out near the timeline. End of the game, and the ball goes down inside. And there's another player, number five, Ivan. I don't have him.
I was looking when he came in, and I don't have him at all on anything, and I thought I might.
Well, our apologies. You have the information, you think, and now we're going to get a timeout, I think. No, it's going to be Montgomery County's ball. Shot was missed. A good defensive effort inside. Now, full court press. Here is Clutie. Gets it to Dunn across the timeline. Sends a long pass down to Rallet, who fires a three off the right side. Good.
Again, the defensive missed assignment there allowed Isaiah to get a real nice shot.
He's hit 2 threes. He's got 6. 4 minutes and 13 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. And now we get a foul on Dunn. Dunn's first. 5 team fouls on the Indians in the first half, 2 in this quarter. Woodford's been called for 2, 1 in each quarter. Freshman guard Joyner, who has been a starter all year, he's got it in right now, gives it up, and Wade takes it. Now Asher with the ball down the right side, working, trying to get a shot away as Jenkins, doesn't have anything. Joyner drives the left side, gets open, lays it in. They're letting Joyner just get to the basket way too easy.
Man, that time he beat that Dunn on the overplay when he received the ball, and so he had an advantage as soon as he received the pass and just sprinted to the basket.
Yeah, 22-15, Woodford County. Better keep these guys in front of you. There's some real quickness out here. Fawns goes for the basket right side, flips it in, draws the foul. He'll have an and one opportunity. Nolan Asher gets the personal. Fawns with his second field goal. He'll be going for point number 7 and can make it a 4-point game right here with 3:30 to play in the opening half.
Did a great job there of anticipating the contact, never lost focus on the rim.
Wade is out of the game now as Phillip Brown, 6'1 junior, checks in for Woodford County. Fawns makes the free throw. The three-point play makes it 22-18. 3:27 left here, and the Indians in a 1-3-1. Jarvis back in the game, out of the point. Fawns in the middle. They float it over there. There's a three that's on the way that is no good in the rebound.
Oh.
Gentry got it, but it's taken away from him. Put up no good, and we're going to foul on Woodford County on the follow.
Well, it's almost a disaster for Montgomery County. Gentry went out and did a great job of getting the defensive rebound, but Asher just hung around and just stole it away from him.
Then missed the shot. The Indians have it the other way. Rowlett's going to fire another three. This one's no good. Long rebound picked out of there. Here comes Woodford County. 3-on-2 down the middle. Laying it up and missing the shot. Jarvis the rebound. Off Joyner is missed. Indians long pass the other way to Fawns, who goes in, steps around a defender, puts it in, count it, and the foul will go against, and we can only tell you that's number 5, unfortunately. We'll check at halftime, find out who that is.
That's it was number 14 in our book. That's Davion Sturgis. It's wearing number 5.
Wearing 5, Davion Sturgis. A 5'11 junior. Bonds at the free throw line, and they missed the free throw this time. But it's 22-20. Indians hanging tough here in this first half. In the 1-3-1. They go down low, right corner, back outside. Cross-court pass to Wade on the right, on the left wing. Wade doesn't have anything. Now goes in the middle. Little floating shot is up and good. Boy, Jenkins. Jenkins having a great first half. He's got 9 points. 24-20. Dunn drives down in there. Follow-away jumper from 12 feet. He missed it badly. Rebound taken by Brown. Woodford down. Outside Wade's going to fire a three, and it's good. Herman Wade's first points of the game, and it's 27-20. Just like that, you get within 2 points, and then hey, maybe a shot you really didn't want to take, didn't need to take, and look up, and you're down by seven pretty quickly. Bonds backs away on the dribble, now hands it back over to Ethan Dunn. The junior looks in at a 2-3 zone right now. Gentry comes out to take it. Top of the key, looking into Jarvis. Goes over to Rowlett. Now Gentry. Gentry fires a long three that's no good. Fawns goes up and gathers the rebound, puts it back up and in.
No, I like that out of Luke right there. He got great position and then went back up strong off of the rebound.
27-22. Fawns having a good first half. Cross-court pass. The ball is tipped out of bounds by Gentry with 1:14 left here in the quarter. For Woodford County, we get Joyner back in the game, replacing Jenkins. And Wurzer is back in there. Wurzer is going to come in for Nolan Asher, who has 2 fouls. Entry pass to Joyner. Right back down and going up for a short jumper that is off the mark. Rebounded by Woodford County. The shot was blocked that time, and Jarvis comes out there with the ball. So Montgomery County has it. The Indians down by 5 with the ball. Fawns right side. Fawns dribbling, can't get through. Gives to Gentry, hands to Dunn, and they'll kind of reset. Woodford County in the zone, but they're coming out and matching up pretty much well. They may be back man-to-man now. Here's Dunn, gets a high screen from Fawns. Goes back to him down in the lane. Fans hit left corner, rallied for a three. That's no good. Rebound tipped, and coming up with it is Asher. Quickly the other way. There's a three that's on the way that's no good, but rebounded by Woodford County. Back up and in by Joyner.
Joyner anticipating the shot blocker, and Jarvis there went right underneath that one.
And it's back to a 7-point lead. The Indians got within 2 points at 22-20 after being down by as many as 8. But here's Gentry going for the basket, left it a little bit short. Rebound taken out there by Joyner. Quickly down, there's a three. Good off the left side. Put up and in by Phillip Brown. And all of a sudden, Woodford County has its biggest lead of the game at the halftime break of 32-22. The Yellow Jackets score the last 10 points of the first half to get there. We'll be back and recap it for you coming up after we step out a couple of minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Woodford County getting a lot more shots right now than Montgomery County in this first half. They put up 30 field goal attempts to 21 for Montgomery County. That in and of itself is likely to get you a lead, but the Indians were, they were within 2 points in this game.
Yeah, they gave themselves some opportunities in spite of what Woodford County was able to do at times on the glass and getting those opportunities. Like I said, if you're getting that many shots, I mean, that tells you that over the course of time, you're going to wear on the team. You know, whether you're making them play a lot more defense or you're taking opportunities away from the other team to score the basketball, that number a lot of times is indicative of success for your team. Those are additional opportunities that you're getting that your opponent's not. You know, Montgomery County, like I said, when they got down early, you were afraid that, you know, they would fall into the situation that they've fallen into a lot of times this season, but they didn't. They fought back, and then unfortunately right there at the end of the half, a flurry of points, and now they're staring up at a 10-point deficit. They've got to mentally reset coming back out here at halftime to say, hey, we can still play with this team, but we've got to do the little small things to give ourselves the best chance.
The Indians got within 22-20 and then got outscored 10-2 in those last couple of minutes of the opening half. Individual scoring for Woodford County, they're led by Amari Joyner. The freshman had a pair of three-point shots, ends up with 12 in the first half. 8 points for Jonte Jenkins, a 6'2 junior, so they combined for 20. Leighton Starks, who got a couple of fouls in the half, 6 points and five rebounds for him. 3 points for Thurman Wade on a three-point field goal, and Phillip Brown off the bench hit a three there at the end of the half. For 3 points, as Nolan Asher and Davion Sturgis played but did not score in the first half. For Montgomery County, Luke Fawns with 11 points. Fawns hit 4 of 7 field goals, 2 of 4 three throws, a couple of rebounds, made 1 of 2 three-point shots. 11 for Fawns. Isaiah Rowlett hit a pair of threes for 6. Dawson Gentry hit a three-point shot for 3, and Ethan Dunn had a pair of free throws for 2. The Indians scoring as Tyce Jarvis 0 for 2 from the field. He did have 4 or 5 rebounds and a blocked shot. And Dane Clutie played, had a rebound, did not put up a shot. So the Indians, who are, forced early to put up a lot of shots from the outside, and fortunately made some of those, but really have struggled inside the three-point line. We'll talk about that when we come back and give you the other stats. We'll do that 90 seconds from now here on the Gateway Sports Network.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Shot much better in the second quarter, but still for the first half, 7 of 21 from the field. They were 4 of 9 on 3, so hey, do the math. 3 of 12 inside the 3-point line, so 25% when they were taking the ball inside. They made 4 of 6 free throws. Woodford County, 14 of 30 from the field overall. They made 4 of 9 threes, so 10 of 21 inside the 3-point line. Missed all 4 of their free throw attempts. Rebounds, they were all even, 9 apiece in the first quarter. Woodford leads at halftime 18-14. And turnovers, Indians have been pretty good. They committed 5. Woodford's been as good as you get. They didn't have a turnover in the first half of play. And the Indians have got to try to put a little more pressure on defensively. But, you know, when you don't get any transition points, when you don't force turnovers that create easy points against a team that's quicker, stronger on the inside, then that can really make it tough for you to put points on the board. And that's been the case. The Indians with just 22 at halftime. We're ready to get this second half underway. Indians will move left to right on your dial in the second half of play here at Versailles. I meant to count the rows of seats, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 10 in the upper, so 5 bleachers in the lower. So there are 15 rows, of bleachers, and that's not a lot.
No, it's not. I mean, it's, you know, we were talking about it earlier. This is a very small gymnasium for a school of this size here at Woodford County. It's good to hear they're going to be building a new campus out near the community park where they play their football games, and they have the big aquatic center out there. That's an aquatic center I'd like to see in the gateway community of ours.
Well, the best of the best live here in Woodford County. Ken and Sharon Tippett are here. They used to be at Mount Sterling High School. Don and Mona Lane here in Woodford County, and or Lexington, and here as well. And there's a throwaway. Woodford County has turned the ball over to begin this second quarter.
There you go.
On their first possession.
You spoke it into existence.
Can that be an opening for the Tribe? We're going to see. Starks, of course, back in the game. He'll guard Fawns. Here's Dunn driving in. Goes all the way under the basket. Can't get a shot away. Sends it back to Rowlett. Over to Gentry. You got to really move without the ball.
Yeah.
You got to think ahead. If you're Montgomery County, to get a good shot.
You think about this, Dunn brought two defenders with him, and there was still nobody open.
Yeah. Here's Gentry behind the screen. Over to Dunn, right wing. Dunn. Hey, but show patience. Work with the ball. Don't just throw up a shot. Bowens, top of the key. Backs away on the dribble. He spins and weaves, goes in. Goes up in the lane, short jumper, no good. Rebound is taken by Nolan Asher. Woodford has it. Asher goes down the lane, falls down. Rowlett picks it up. That's two turnovers in a row after a turnover-less first half. Gentry goes down, flips it up and in off with the left hand. There's a transition basket.
And that's a shot by Dawson Gentry. We just haven't seen enough of this year. He was so good at that a year ago on contact, finishing with that left hand.
Played 90 seconds of the second half, an 8-point game. Yellow Jackets won by 26 when they played earlier. Hope the Indians have some staying power in this game. Again, Woodford County without Santonio Wade, Montgomery County without Brecken Decker. Gentry almost had a steal. Wade able to get it back. Or Starks, Starks out near the timeline. And Woodford County is going to take a timeout. 6:07 left here in the third quarter. The Indians have the only 2 points of this second half, but they're down by eight. We'll be back in a half minute.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Jerron Brown taking the timeout for Woodford County here early in the second half. And now Woodford County will have the ball at midcourt, leading by eight. Entry pass comes in backcourt to Jenkins. Dribbles across the timeline. Montgomery County is man-to-man defensively. Here is Joyner with the ball. Joyner working on Gentry. Goes for the basket. Puts it up off the glass. Good.
That's a tough basket right there. Again, just going strong north and south when he gets the ball is Joyner.
So Joyner is only a freshman, but he's strong. They list him at 5'9". I think he's a little bigger than that. Bonds got the ball knocked away, but it goes out of bounds. And the Indians will play it.
Yeah, he doesn't look physically imposing at all, but he is. He's a lot stronger than his appearance is. Doesn't have the size that his dad had back when his dad played.
Here is the ball in the hands of Dunn, who looks. Dunn drives in on the right side, doesn't have anything. Out to Fawns, back to Dunn, still on that right side of the floor working with it. Nobody in the middle right now. Now, Gentry gets a screen. Right side, Rallet couldn't get the three away. Gentry drives in, goes left corner. Joyner back to Dunn. He drives in. Floater up is no good. And not a good shot. He doesn't have a good angle to the board. Joyner with the rebound goes down. Shot missed inside. And Fawns with the rebound. Outlet pass. Dunn for three. Good off the right wing.
You like the way Dunn gathered himself and didn't rush himself on that shot. Great job of Montgomery County getting the ball ahead quickly to get that good look.
34-27. 4 minutes and 40 seconds left here. Open in this third quarter of action. Playing here in the second half. And here out front, the Indians almost forced a turnover, but Joyner able to get it back. Jarvis now defending him on this possession. Vaughn's trying to keep the ball away from Starks. Wade on the right side. Now Wade's being defended by Gentry. Starks bluffs the three, drives on Fawns, goes up and puts it in and draws the foul.
Man, he welcomed that contact with Luke right there. Went, got straight into his chest.
Took Starks away. With 8 points. He'll go for number nine.
Took away any opportunity for Luke to try to block that shot once he got into his body the way he did there.
Starks had 27 the first time these two played. 4:12 to go in the third quarter. Starks trying to complete the three-point play. He missed it. Rebound out in the lane is taken by Rowlett. 36-27. 4:05 to go. Left corner. Fawns for a three. In and out. Rebound. Starks gathers it in. Runs it down. Feeds it off in the lay-in for Wade, who has five. And the lead is right back up to 11 points. 38-27. They score so quickly, so easily. And Indians are struggling to get offense. Gentry with it right now. Hands it off to Dunn. Stands and holds the ball. Now he goes on the dribble, but here's Fawns. Fawns was open, but didn't look for the three that time. Jarvis, Rallet, into Fawns, right side, has a height advantage. Ball fake, goes up in the lane, and rolls off. Battles for the rebound, but down on the floor, it's picked up by Woodford County, running it down, Joyner into Starks, who puts it up and in.
Okay, just couldn't stop that locomotive there.
40-27. Indians, you know, they give up bunches of points, six in a row now. Gentry going up inside. He puts it up no good off the glass. Rebound taken by Wade. And back the other way, going in and dunking the ball was Starks. And I tell you what, I've never seen a goal move like that.
I know. I mean,
that looked like it was going to come off in the floor the whole thing.
I thought they'd just barely have a game suspended in time and move your head on there for a second. Not quite the shattered glass we saw over at Estill County.
Timeout, Montgomery County. Indians down by 15, 42-27. An 8-point run for the Yellow Jackets, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Well, the Indians, they were right in this, and they were down by 7 points. And all of a sudden, an 8-point run by Woodford County. And it's just strength taking the ball to the rim.
Yeah.
And the Indians just not really defending close to the basket.
Yeah, they're very comfortable with doing that. You know, you hear me say often, in order to make those shots, you got to be comfortable and used to taking those shots. And right now the Indians aren't as comfortable taking those shots.
Jarvis in the middle. Dunn, a three, right wing. No good. Jarvis tips a rebound out. Dunn goes and gets it. Then goes up the lane and buries a 10-footer.
Yeah, nice dribble there. Use that dribble to get himself a better look off the miss.
42-29. 2:10 left here in the third quarter. Working with the ball. Starks almost lost it. Picked up. Joyner drives in, gets free of Dunn, lays it in.
Just never distracted there. And I mean, he had hands and body around him the whole time. And he just never distracted him.
And that was Jenkins and not Joyner. Again, they're three and they're two. And it's hard from this distance for me to tell, I tell you.
Yeah, well, they got similar hairstyles, too.
Yeah.
Similar body structure.
There's a throwaway. Indians' first turnover of the second half, and Fawn's fouls coming down. That'll be Luke's third. And Joyner will be at the line for two shots. He has 14 points tonight.
Dan, I officially know how a sardine feels up here. I don't know about you.
We are in the sardine can. Free throw is no good.
If there's any kind of an emergency, we're just done. We're just, there's no getting us out at any time soon.
I'm thinking jaws of life, really, to get us out of here.
Without an emergency.
Free throw is no good again, and Fawn's a rebound, and Woodford County has not made a free throw tonight. But they lead it 44-29.
I'll be tempted to see if Coach Mays gets behind the desk. He's just going to say, I'll sit this one out.
Gentry. Here's Jarvis and Rallet. You can't get Rallet open for shots. Right corner, Fawns has a good look at a three, but it doesn't go. Dunn gets the rebound over on the weak side and puts it out. And there's a three by Gentry that's no good, and Joyner with the rebound. So Indians not able to make shots now. They go down inside and putting it up and in. Catching it in the lane is Starnes and puts it in, and he's got 14-8 in this second half, and it's 46-29.
He caught it, and then went really quick with it, laid it over his shoulder there.
The Indians are in the offseason, the weight room, is going to be huge for this team.
And I feel like they made strides during the offseason, really, Dan, with that.
Yeah.
But it's just the contact in the game, which is a little bit different.
Here's Rallet out beyond the top of the key. Jarvis, spawns in the middle. Dunn looking in. Drives in, gives to Rallet. He can't get a shot away. Hands to Gentry. Gentry back to Rallet. His three off the left side.
Wow.
Good.
I like that. That was off the dribble right there. You normally don't see Isaiah take that shot.
Down inside. Again, at the buzzer, going right to the basket on the inside, left side of the lane, and putting it up and in is Joyner. And he's got 16, and the lead is 16. 48-32. Indians 10 down 10 at halftime, 16 after 3. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Indians make just 4 of 12 field goal attempts in that third quarter. They did hit 2 of 5 threes. But again, really struggling to do anything on the inside. Did commit only one turnover, and Woodford County had two. Those came the first two possessions, I think, of the second half. So Indians with the ball down 48-32. We start this final quarter of action. Fawn sets up top of the lane. Right side Dunn. Dunn drives in, sends it back out. Jarvis, an open three left of the key, and it stays in.
Nice. Nice relaxed shot there by Tice that time, Dan.
His first points of the game, 48-35. End of the game now for Woodford County. They've got a new player back in, and there's Joyner missing a three. Rebound is tracked down, though, by Asher, so they still have it. Into the game is Wurzer again. We saw in the first half. Here out high is Starks. Beyond the top of the key, looking for somebody to go to. Floats it to Starks, but a foul on Dunn. Cooney is in the game right now, replacing Rowland. Dunn gets his second foul. Woodford County does not have a foul in the second half. Indians have three. Woodford County inbounds with 7 minutes left to play in this game. They lead it by 13. Starks gets it at the top of the key again, facing the basket. Hands it over to Wurzer. Jarvis with him. Wurzer looking. Goes to Starks, who turns from about 10 feet. And the jumper is in and out. Rebounded, though, is taken by Asher. And the shot followed in. A three-point shot. And I think that was number...
Jenkins. That was Jenkins.
That was Jenkins. That was number three instead of number two. And it is 51-35. Boy, you think you've done a good job, and you get Starks to miss a shot like that, but you can't get the rebound.
Yeah.
Fawns looking. Bounces it off to Dunn. Back to Fawns. A three right wing. Doesn't go down. Rebound. Clutey is able to come up with it for the Indians. Out front, Dunn. Drives to the basket, flips up an off-balance shot, but gets fouled. Dunn's going to shoot two. The foul will be on Wurzer. And that's the first foul of the second half on Woodford County. Comes 2 minutes into the final quarter. So Dunn will be at the line. He has 7 points tonight. Five have come in this second half. Shoots a pair of free throws, but it rims out. And now Rowlett's back in replacing Clutie. And for Woodford County, Asher leaves, Joyner leaves. Wade is back in. And also Sturgis returns to the lineup. Dunn makes the second free throw. It's 51-36. Indians are pressing. 1-2-2. Jarvis on the front end. Here is ball in the hands. Indians, I thought they were going to get a steal there, turnover on Jenkins, but Jenkins able to keep the dribble, and he now dribbles out front. He's being guarded by Jarvis. Dribbles in the center circle. And the clock at 5:40 left in this game. He's just dribbling time away, but he's under a five-second count. And we do get a timeout taken by Woodford County. A little confusion there.
Coach Mays had a count on it. He had it at five.
I thought he had a five, too, but I don't know why. But anyway, we get timeout on the floor. 5:36 left to play. Woodford County leads it by 15, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
5:36 left to play here in this game, and Woodford County has the ball in a 15-point lead. Ball comes in backcourt. Dunn really pressuring the inbound receiver, but the ball, he knocked the ball out of bounds. They get it back, and there is Gentry coming up, knocking it out of bounds as they try to get it in again. You don't get any points for this, but it looks good. Again, trouble getting it in. Finally, comes to Wurzer. Gives back to Wade. Goes in, a floater in the lane. Good from 10.
Oh, then they're going to call a foul.
And a foul.
It was well after the shot.
It's going to be on Dunn. That's his third foul. Wade trying to complete a three-point play here. Free throw is way short. Fawns with the rebound. They still haven't made a free throw, Ivan. 53-36.
Free throws are overrated when you 15-4.
Yeah. They're 0 for 8, man. Ivan. 0 for 8. I don't remember a game where I saw a team 0 for 8. Bond's trying to post up. They take him down. Didn't get a call. Jarvis out to Dunn. He will fire a three good, top of the key. Dunn, second three. 53-39. Here, dribbling with the ball at long range. Jenkins angles off on the left side against Jarvis. It tries to keep him under a five-second count, but now they drive it and feed it off to Starks, who missed a shot, blocked by Jarvis, and the ball's out of bounds, touched by Starks, and the Indians will get it.
Tice did a great job there, keeping his body away, but then being able to get his hand up on the ball. He's taking notes from his big sister last night. He had five blocks in that game at Bracken County.
Indians with the ball across the timeline. Fawns gives Jarvis a screen out high. Jarvis goes for the basket, goes all the way, and puts it in.
There it is. Finishing on that contact. He never flinched at all and took that contact to the basket.
53-41. Indians pressing, but they break it. Here is Brown. Gives back outside to Jenkins out near the timeline, and they'll try to set the offense against the Indian man-to-man. Driving in, going for the basket, Jenkins, and blocked by Jarvis out of bounds.
Jenkins got deep at time with nowhere to go. sandwiched in there by Jarvis and Fonz.
Jarvis has three blocks tonight. Now coming back into the game is Joyner. And he comes to replace Jenkins. Pass comes deep to Joyner. He'll be guarded by Ethan Dunn. Joyner on the dribble at long range. They give it high to Starks. Turns to face the basket. Three-point line, drives in, and he flips it up and in.
You saw right there, Luke respecting the quickness there of Starks, but Starks able to get that nice little push shot up over top of him.
55-41. 3.5 to go. Jarvis gets a high screen, dribbles right, and the pass is deflected and it's picked off. Turnover. And then back the other way, it's knocked out of bounds by Rowlett. It'll be Woodford County's ball. They'll inbound with 3:19 on the clock, up by 14. Indians have trailed all the way in this one. They were down 5-3, down 22-20 in this game. Here, dribbling is Brown against Jarvis, sends it out in the right corner. Moving in, that's Brown rather, Wurzer, back cut, Wurzer feeds it back out on the three-point line. A three-point shot is up and no good. And the rebound, Dunn goes in and gets it off her. Jenkins missed the three. Dunn down, a floater from 8 feet, good. Pulled up,
great body
converted.
Control. It was great body control because Joyner was going to try to take that charge.
55-43, 2:47 to go. Dunn with a steal. Dunn took it away. Dunn coming back the other way. Drives in, off to Jarvis. Little reverse layup. He missed it badly. And Wade has the rebound. Tice. You know, Tice is, he's only put up six shots in this game. He's made two of them. But really, probably two of those six have just been shots you don't, you know, they're freshman shots.
Yeah.
That's all you can say. Joyner beats Dunn and lays it up and in.
He made Dunn look human right there.
Yeah. 57-43, 2:15 to play in the game. Indians are taking a timeout. And we'll be back in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
2:15 left in this game, and the Indians are down by 14. There aren't moral victories. The Indians have done some good things tonight. The defense has not been real good. Dunn goes all the way down, gets it knocked away, and turns it over. And back the other way.
Nice. He walked. Oh, he walked to the rim. But
a couple of missed shots in there, and finally, what do we got?
Jarvis with another block shot. He's trying to match Big Sis.
That foul is going to be on Brown.
I tell you, on that layup, you thought was going to be a runaway layup, Tyce Jarvis came and got it, took it to the glass. And you thought it was going to be a situation where Montgomery County might be able to get it off the rim and go with it.
Then the ball was loose on the floor, and it was a scrum. 2:01 to play. Indians with the ball. Down by 14. Woodford County defensively in a 2-3 zone. See if they can get Isaiah Rowlett a shot here. Pawns out beyond the top of the key. Bounces it to Jarvis in the middle. Dunn right side. He's going to fire a three up, and it's good.
There you go. Nice shot.
57-46.
Get a quick
1:35 to go. Indians continuing that press.
The way they've shot free throws tonight, you might as well start fouling
now. Yeah, let's foul now. Here's Brown firing a three-point shot that's good.
That kills your spirit there.
He's put up two threes and has made both of them.
Yeah, I was about to say get into the Hack-a-Shack mindset right now.
60-46. 108 to play. And a bad pass. Try to get inside the Fawns. Joyner goes down and jams it.
Good-looking young freshman there.
Yeah, I mean, he's only 5'9", but he is a player. He's got Division I speed. Here's Dunn up in the lane. A little short jumper is good. Ethan Dunn having a tremendous second half. 62-48. Indians have been able to get inside a little bit more. There's Dunn coming up with a turnover. Goes for the basket. Got his shot blocked. I thought he was probably fouled. They didn't call it. The rebound is picked off in there by Woodford County. Only 13 seconds to go, and Woodford County is going to dribble time away. And the Yellow Jackets are going to get their 16th victory. The Indians drop to 8-14. 62-48 the final. Don't go away. We'll be back. Our postgame show is coming up after we step out a couple of minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
Back here at Woodford County, the Indians fall tonight 62-48. You know, we didn't do that first game with these two teams.
We didn't get to see that.
I don't know if this was I'm anxious to hear the coach talk.
Yeah, you know, without Santonio Wade, you wonder how differently the pace of the game was. I mean, you're talking about a significant omission from this game for both teams, without Breckendecker and without Santonio Wade for Woodford County. So it was probably a little bit differently. They were doing things a little bit differently probably than they did that previous time. But, again, like I said, Montgomery County got down early. They fought back. But as been the case, this team has literally zero margin for error most nights, and especially when you're going against a talented team like this that's really confident. You know, they now got 16 wins on the season. It's a highly confident team. They come into this matchup with the confidence of having beaten this team previously. So, You know, it's kind of about sustainability. You know, consistency is the sustainability is key when you're talking about athletics and winning performances. And that's what you want to see out of this team. And they just got to continue to hopefully mature. And as Coach May said during the pregame, you know, he's more concerned about practice tomorrow than he was the game tonight. And that's where you got to approach it, is that you're still doing all these dress rehearsals for when it really matters, and that'll be the opening round of the district tournament.
22-20, the Indians were down, and an 8-point run real quick. You're talking about a 14-point game. Those little runs that Woodford County made, a couple of those on the night that, the difference in the game. And I don't know. Again, I think there's still that leadership factor that we talk about. I know people listening in probably say, here they go talking about leadership again.
It's real.
It's not that these kids don't have leadership qualities about them, yeah, but there is not really a leader on this team right now, I think. Mm-hmm. And a leader steps in maybe and yeah, stops a run like that somehow.
And there's a difference between a leader and playing hard. That's a totally different dynamic that you're talking about and what we're talking about. You know, so we'll see if the coach can get.
I don't.
He just slid right on in there. I'm just overweight.
You could sit down there. The coach is going to sit. We didn't know if you could sit down. I'm asking for the jaws of life to get me out of here tonight. But
are you saying I'm skinnier than Ivan?
Well, I think so, Coach. You took it a lot better than he did, Coach. What do you think about tonight? I mean, you played this team early in the season. Each team doesn't have a player. There's probably not any correlation, really, is there?
But I think there is. I think we played better. You know, you can physically judge that by the margin of victory. Sorry, I'm out of breath. Thought we battled and competed. We didn't lay down as bad. We didn't lay down at all, but we still had unforced turnovers late in the game, usually tied to our shot selection. And I just don't know. I don't know what the solution is, because the guys that are doing it, I have to leave in the game. You know, I mean, I can't hold them accountable by putting them out, pulling them out yet. It's just something we got to live with, you know.
Turnovers in this game, we saw a lot of zone defense tonight both ways, and turnovers are 9-4. They committed only 4 turnovers in the game. 2 of those came right at the beginning, yeah, of the second half. Tough to turn this team over.
No, yeah, and they're juniors and seniors, with the exception of number 2. He's a freshman, and then tonight number 1 was a freshman, but he usually doesn't start. But number 4 is going to play football, Ball State, and a good athlete, smart basketball player. He knew that he couldn't shoot. He knew that we knew he couldn't shoot. So he was going to drive by us, but if we get up on him, that's what happens. And I don't know how many points he had, but I mean, it's back to back.
He had 16.
Yeah, I mean, he had 27 in the first game. So we try to gap him, but then when we're down, he can just hold the ball, and they just cut off of him. So, I mean, it was smart by Jaron to do that. I started running and jumping a little bit. I thought our press was pretty good. I thought our man-to-man defense was pretty good outside of a few things. It was the rebounding early in the game against out of our 1-3-1. But, you know, we had Isaiah in at one of the wings. And, you know, when you're a wing in a 1-3-1, the weak side rebounding is your responsibility. And that's a tough thing to do, because usually you're coming from the outside and the player's inside you, so you got to do what we call a wedge. And it revolves being physical. It has a lot of hands and timing and almost sort of a cheat kind of box out. And Isaiah's just not there yet on doing that. And, you know, usually that's either Luke or Tice in that spot. And so we lost some momentum there, and that's not Isaiah's fault. I'm proud of the minutes that he gave us. He hit some big shots.
9 points and 4 rebounds.
Yep.
I mean,
you know, he's going to be a really good player, guys. He's going to be a somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 point scorer here. You know, he's going to be a player. But, like, you know, they go zone, he's hunting threes. He never once took a dribble inside the 3-point line. Like, if he doesn't change that, his development as a player is going to be minimal, and he'll get frustrated with the game. He's got to get uncomfortable on dribble penetration. And until he learns to do that, it's not going to click for him like I know it can. So part of that's on me in skill development, you know, working on that. That's something that we'll focus on postseason and off season. But, you know, once he gets, if he can ever get to the point where he can break somebody down off the dribble, off a shot fake, then he's going to be good to go. But we've got to get him there.
What about their zone in the first half? It really frustrated you.
Well, there's two zones. They were going 1-3-1, and they were going what I call 3-2. It was point zone, 1-2-2. It was because they haven't zoned anybody to our recollection. I think we had 16 games on these guys for our game prep, and they hadn't zoned anybody in 12 games. So I wasn't really thinking they were going to zone us. Why would you zone us, you know, when you're as athletic as they are, and they beat us by almost 30 in game one by manning us? You know what I'm saying? Now, I was prepared for the 2-2-1 zone, the full court zone. I don't think it's something they do. It's just they're so long in it. I think we were tentative to throw the pass to the middle because of the length. Like Isaiah and Doss weren't even looking at that. They were just going, I'm going to go around the horn. I'm going to pass it back to where I got it from. Well, that doesn't do anything. You're not puncturing the zone. All you're doing is letting the zone sit and rest. So, you know, if we had a shot clock in that game, we would have had some violations because of our zone offense, you know. So we got to watch some film and learn from that. You know, we have good zone sets, but I walked through a lot of man sets today and yesterday, and I probably in hindsight should have done more because our man sets, we were good. I mean, we were executing good. But, you know, so we haven't practiced our zone since before the Paris game last week. So, you know, we were a little rusty on that, and that's on me.
How about this? Bonds, 11 points first half, none second half. Done. 2 points first half. He had 16 of the second half.
Yep.
Jarvis, none first half, 5 second half. Gentry, 3-2. Rowlett, 6-3. Is your scoring up? What causes, you know?
I think Luke got tired tonight, and I don't know why. I had 2 days off. I think he looked tired in the first half. I'm sure I'm probably wrong on that, but he just looked tired. Now, he was also banging with a big guy. And, you know, a big guy that's going to play Division I football that's a senior, and he's a sophomore who's just coming into his body. And I think that physicality probably wore him down a little bit. He was standing up more than he usually does on defense. He was a step slow. But, you know, so that probably had something to do with it. But he looked tired. But, I mean, who else are we going to put on him? We tried Tice there a few possessions. But, I mean, Luke's the natural matchup for us right now. You know, that may have something to do with why he didn't score in the second half, you know. I don't know. I can't explain that.
Coaching this team right now, it's tough on you, isn't it? I mean, you've got to stop runs. I've talked about leadership, and it doesn't – if you say, well, this team doesn't have leadership, it sounds like you're getting on the kids. These are good kids who have leadership qualities. But this team really doesn't have that true leader, does it? I mean, when they go on an 8-point run, you get it within two, and bingo, they turn it back into a 10-point lead real quick. The only way that's going to stop probably is if you do it with timeouts and try to make changes. Do we have that player on the floor who you can say, hey, take charge. We got to stop this run right now.
I mean, if we do, he was in street clothes tonight with a boot on. He's doing better in that role, and that's Brecken. But I guess, let me rephrase your question to me, Dan.
Please do.
What we don't have is we don't have an alpha dog, and an alpha dog is someone who isn't scared. Michael Jordan was an alpha dog. Kobe Bryant was an alpha dog. Now, I'm not saying we need a Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, but personality-wise, character trait-wise, they don't, you know, there's a book written by the guy that was Michael Jordan's trainer, okay? And he's got a closer, there's another one, but the ultimate level is a cleaner. Like, the cleaner is the guy who ain't scared to tick people off, not scared to hurt your feelings as long as he's telling you the truth. Leads by example, verbally and non-verbally, and puts in more hours than anybody else on the team. That's the cleaner. Like, he's just the cleaner. The closer is the guy that has some of those traits, but not all of them, okay? And, you know, it's hard to be a cleaner. A lot of that goes into how you were raised. A lot of that goes into your environment that you've been a part of. You know, in college basketball, you know, all those kids that I was blessed to coach over the years, I know Happy was here tonight, that he and I, you know, when I was at my time at Georgetown, we recruited together. I would say 60 to 70% of those young men were urban city African-Americans who didn't have a relationship with their fathers. And the environment of which they were raised in, they had to learn how to survive. And they had to learn how to be loyal to their mom and their siblings, and how to be responsible while their mom worked a second job in some cases. And they just had to grow up quicker. And what that does, that creates a hunger inside of you that can't be taught. The only teacher of that is life itself. And so in high school, not many teams have a cleaner, because our kids come from wholesome homes with, you know, stereotypically speaking, the two-parent home with the white picket fence, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm proud of that. You know, that's what I had at Ashland a little bit. But, you know, I think my son, to use him as an example, has a little cleaner in him because of what he's went through with our situation coming out of Ashland and, you know, helping deal with his mom's cancer at age 42. You know, that's life has thrown him where he's had to learn how to survive and do some things that I didn't teach him, his mom didn't teach him. And so a lot of times those alpha dogs, those cleaners, you have to get lucky to get them. You know, so I don't think it's a detriment, Dan, that we don't have one. I just think it's the personality of our team. I think you're fortunate as a coach when you do have one and it doesn't come around very often.
I'm so glad, even if I didn't ask the right question, that I asked the question so that we got that answer. Hey, you're going to go on the road on Saturday.
We are going to, my mom and dad are both from Owsley County, Kentucky. My grandpa, my dad's dad, was a jailer for 30 years. My Uncle Deron was the athletic director for 27. My Uncle Mike, who passed away last February, was a circuit court clerk for 43, never ran a post, neither did my grandpa. Imagine combination of over 70 years in local politics, never had an opponent in an election. So May's family name, I think, is pretty strong in Owsley County. They had a coach there a few years ago named Bobby Bowling. Bobby passed away of cancer about 3 or 4 years ago, and so this is called the Bobby Bowling Classic. 100% of the reason we're going to that is out of respect for Bobby Bowling and his family and the heritage that Owsley County has with my family. We're playing Jackson County, who I'm pretty sure has three players that have been in WWE. They're going to throw it inside every time and make us guard them in the post. So we're going to have to hit some shots and play up and down and maybe even trap the post a little bit, which we haven't done this year. So we should win the game, but we should have won a lot of games on our schedule so far that we didn't win. So there is no easy games for us this year. I think everybody listening knows that now. But that's why we're going to Owsley County to play Jackson County.
Yeah. What about the gym there?
Small. Been the same since, there's been two high schools in Owsley County. I think Owsley County High School was built in the early 70s, maybe late 60s. Just a typical two bleachers on both sides, probably capacity of 1,000 people. You know, Owsley County's never been to state tournament in boys basketball or girls basketball. Their girls basketball team went to the All-A state tournament this year. Right now, their girls' basketball program has a lot of momentum, coached by a guy named Travis Smith. He's doing a good job. I guess the best player they ever had, we signed at Georgetown in 1984, a guy named Moose Moore, who's still a captain for American Airlines flying that. You know, it's just something that's it's just special to me. And
it's something you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, good deal. Well, we'll be there. We'll talk to you. Before that game.
You can't get to Owsley County from Montgomery County. You've got to start somewhere else.
Okay. Well, we'll go down. We'll go over to Stanton and start. Or should we start from? Where should we start from? Hey, no, it's an early start, I think.
Yeah. 4 o'clock game.
4 o'clock
so
game. So
be home in time to get some dinner. But people just keep supporting our guys. Our locker room is not fragmented. They are together. As a matter of fact, they're close, closer than they've ever been. I'm meeting with captains and stuff and told them that, you know, I'm proud of them and that their job is to police the culture. And we're building that, you know. We're not there yet. We're far from it. But, you know, one of these days, Dan, you and Ivan and I, we're going to look back and we're going to say, let me tell you, first year at Ashland, coming here, you'll be 24. And played them 2 years later, beat them 16. And they were ranked 20th, I think, in the state. You know, so, you know, that first year, I remember throwing an eraser against the wall in the locker room. That's how mad I was. And then, you know, it just takes time. You know, that's where we are in this program. We can't compare ourselves to anyone else. We can't compare our record with anyone else. I promise you this, though. There's going to be people that don't want to play us in the district and regional tournament if we're fortunate enough to make the regional tournament. Because they know that we've got talent. They know that we've played a tough schedule. And they know that we're getting better. So.
Hey. Yeah, we'll see you on Saturday, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
Travel safe. Thank you, Coach Jason Mays. And now he's got to try to get out of here. I want to see this. It's a good thing.
I told him it wasn't the getting in. It's the getting out is where it really is.
I'm waiting till everybody leaves the gym before I get out.
I may just leave him here tonight. I throw him a pillow and a blanket, and I say, I'll come and get you in the morning sometime.
Hey. Thank you. Well, you know, it's good to talk to the coach.
Yeah.
Because,
he's very honest.
He's honest and he's positive.
Yeah.
He's a realist.
Yeah.
He's a realist coming into these games. And,
yeah.
Wow. Ethan Dunn in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
He was out. He was terrific.
He was. He adjusted. Again, he's a kid that, you know, he came over from Bryan Station a year. He's been through those kind of battles before, like what he was talking about there and understanding the situation. And you know, I said it during the game, you know, the Woodford County kids were making those shots in there when they were being contested because they're accustomed to that. They just haven't been accustomed to that on a consistent basis there in Montgomery County. I've always said, and I've heard even other people say it in the community, that we got really good kids. We got really good kids, and that can be a problem sometimes. You talk about the competitive nature, that alpha personality sometimes, you know, because, you know, the picture that he painted, and I sat there and I understand that picture that he painted about being a survivor and going through things. But then we've got kids that have been fortunate. You know, my nephew was one of those kids that had two parents, well-to-do, this, that, and the other. And then I think about a kid like Reagan Oney, and she's an alpha. She is an alpha, and she's an only child, and she's – so it's not about, you know, well, they you want to say privileged or, you know, they've got everything. She still wants to compete, and she understands that. And I say, you need kids like it. So, you know, that's just one of those acquired things. When he says dog, D-A-W-G, you hear people say, you got to have those dogs. And there's a difference between being talented and having that mentality. It is a true thing. And I identify with everything that Coach Mays painted out there at picture. And I hope folks back home don't think that, you know, when we continue to talk about that leadership and trying to be that person that redirects things sometimes, that we're being negative. We're just very honest, and we want you to understand what we see. We see the positives, and we've seen teams be able to get through these things, but they've got to be willing. They've got to fight through this. They've got to understand this. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, you know, he's a dog and came from a well-to-do family. But he was always having to feel like he was proving somebody wrong, that maybe had an assessment about him.
Different things happen in life. And real quick, Amari Joyner, you're going to be hearing his name, a freshman. He had 20 points tonight. Layton Starks with 16, 13 for the junior Jenkins, 7 for Thurman Wade, and 6 for Phillip Brown. For the Indians, 18 for Dunn, 11 for Fawns, 9 for Rowlett. Jarvis and Gentry had 5 apiece, and Clute played well, I thought. Didn't put up a shot tonight, though, so he didn't score. Indians 8-14. Woodford County now 16-4. And we'll join you on Saturday from Owsley County. And look forward to that. It'll be my first trip to Owsley County, too. So see what the Indians can do down there in that special event going on. For Jeff West, our studio engineer, and Ivan Ross, I'm Dan Manley. Thanks a lot for being with us tonight. Again, your final tonight was 62-48, Woodford County the win. Until next time, and we'll join you on Thursday night for girls action at home against Mason County. Till we join you then, good night from Versailles.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.